Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be back on Blog Talk Radio with you. This is your host, Rosa Brooks, missionary evangelist of Serving God Ministries. It's been about 4 years since I've recorded any programs, but during that time I was still in the mission field. I came off the mission field in 2016. And I began to do my work from here in America, online and through electronic Bible studies and devotions to many of the pastors there in Africa, and taking requests from different people from my online media programs under Google Plus and Twitter. So before we get started, I just want to welcome all the new listeners and to just give honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just want to say a short prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I just thank you. Lord, we honor you. We praise you today. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for just bringing me back together here on Blog Talk Radio, Lord. You know what the future holds, God. You know, and you have already ordered my steps, God, in a new direction. So, Lord, today I just give you praise. Father, those who are going through hard times, those who are having doubts, those who are needing healing, deliverance, salvation, God, today I ask that you hear their prayers today, Father. So many things are going on in this world, Lord, and we're losing sight. Let us stay focused on what you see, what your word says. Let us hold on to that. Let us believe that over any other report that we may hear today. Lord, today in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Have mercy on the persecuted Christians, Lord, around the world who are going through this. Sometimes we forget about them. But Lord, today we come to you. We ask, God, that you lift them up, encourage them today. Hallelujah. Wherever they are, Lord, all over the world today. God, we thank you. We thank you. Bless our pastors, Lord. Bless the apostles. Bless the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists. Help the missionaries. All those, Lord, who are out in the field working, Lord. Let us be faithful today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. I hope you received that prayer and realized that. You know, we just need to buckle down right now and just have faith in God. Hold on to what he says, not what anyone else says or think. All the different prophecies and spirit of divination is moving in the world in a strong way now. People think his prophecy from God is really a divine word from the devil, tricking them, causing division and trouble all over the land. God, today we thank you. Help us to discern. Give us wisdom, Lord, to know the difference, Father. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. So we will start back from where we stopped. I believe I was wanting to testify. I have so many testimonies, and I was asking some of those who are in the listening audience if they had testimonies they would like to share. You can either call in and we can arrange for you to share your testimony on the program. I think it will help someone today because we truly need to be encouraged and lifted up today. Sometimes people think that miracles stopped in the New Testament Bible. They don't believe that miracles are still happening today, just like they did in Bible days. Hallelujah. You just need to trust and to stretch out on Jesus and his word. Praise God. It's real today, people. It's real. Hallelujah. It's not some imaginary thing, something that could have and should have. It's happening right now if you believe God. You got to believe him with all your heart. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is the way. Hallelujah. You got seducing spirits of devils that are sucking people away from this true gospel. But I ask for you to stand strong, stand tall in the word of God. Stick to one Bible. Stop going here and there and listening to this doctrine and that one. They're twisting the words. They're changing the words. They're taking out words and putting other meanings in there. I want you to pray and ask God to show you Lord, lead me. Lord, guide me. God, direct my footsteps. Direct my understanding, Father. He will. He will. If you are sincere and you go to God and you seek Him, He will answer you. Hallelujah. He will answer prayer. He will answer prayer. Hallelujah. God knows your heart. You don't know your heart. Stop saying, I believe in my heart. You don't even know your own heart. The Bible tells you that. Stop trusting in what your heart says, because only God knows the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it's Jeremiah 17. It tells us that God is the only one who knows our hearts. So trust Him. Trust Him for that. Amen. I want to talk to you today about missionary work and going back on the mission field. It's not something to play with. It's very serious. Sometimes we are very comfortable and we think that, well, everybody's heard the gospel. You know, we got radio, we got television, we got media, we got Facebook, and we got Twitter, and we got Google Plus, and we got Pinterest, and we got all these other Snapchats and all these other mediums going around the world. But I'm here to tell you that everybody has not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because when you get off the beaten path of all of this, and you go out into the real jungle, you go into the rural areas, you go into the bush, you go into the villages, you'll find out that these people have another gospel. Whenever you go to these places and you find, in my own personal experience, I can only speak for myself, that I begin to speak to them about different things. First of all, they don't even understand what a black American is. Amen? I mean, I was in total shock. I thought it was a joke myself to hear people not say, what is a black American? And this is in rural areas of India, rural areas of Africa. Everybody don't understand and don't know what you're talking about. That's why the Lord instructed me to be very simple when I speak and witness and talk to these people. Because you assume they know. They don't know what you're talking about. You got to break it down, really break it down. Because they're still asking you, how did your people get to America? They don't even know the story of slavery. Blew me away. I was in total shock. I thought everybody knew. But then when I began to think about it, I realized, who went back to tell them? Nobody did go back to tell them. They went back to get more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyway, you have some of the pastors who are, you know, not educated, but they feel the leading of the Lord, they say, to minister. And I've met some who've been in the ministry for 20 years and 30 years. And when I was having them to try to interpret for me, some of them is extremely difficult because they didn't even understand scripture at all. And they were trying to rearrange what I was saying. And I said negative because someone else in the audience heard me read from the Bible. But when that person who was up in the front, who was helping to interpret, they were trying to rearrange it because they didn't understand it. And so that person spoke up. That's why I know that it happened. But I want to say today that I recall going to a rural area not too far from Mozambique, but we were still in the country of Tanzania, still across that border. And these people had never had a black missionary to come into their presence, come to their villages or anything. So, you know, it's almost like you being treated like royalty. Well, I'm not accustomed to that because I'm just an everyday, I guess you can say, one of those down-to-earth kind of people. I'm just me. You know, don't put me on the pedestal. I want God killing me. You trying to take His glory and put it on me. No, I'll be dead. So I was saying to him, no, it's not a big deal. It's an honor for you to invite me and for me to be able to even come. So as I'm here, praise God, I said, we didn't really have a program. They made a little flyer to the best of their ability, and the little church was packed every day. And we would have it during the daytime because, you know, they worked at certain times, and I didn't want to take from that. So I told them the time that's most convenient for them after they fed their children and their crops and, you know, walked their animals and things of this nature. So we had like midday time in a way. And I remember as I'm going through, I was trying to go through the Bible in about 3 days, 3 or 4 days. And as I'm just going through it real fast, I'm thinking that I'm assuming they were with me. Lord have mercy. My plans were to go back, and in my heart, I still want to go back and take it real, real slow, because they barely knew this Bible or this God that you're talking about and the miracles and things that he's done. So when we got to the one part, because I would always ask them for questions and stuff, and some, you know, they got different protocol and different cultures and and stuff like that, so you have to respect that, because you know that sometimes, you know, women can't be as vocal or open as they like, and, you know, they have to, like, you know, keep sort of quiet in a way. So remember, inside the church itself, when I got to the part about how the Holy Scriptures came about, how we call the Bibles, the 66 books were actually put together, and how we got our Bible and began to learn and read, the whole excuse me for laughing, but the whole service was like, went into like an eruption, and they're, you know, they were speaking Swahili. And so the pastor who's there interpreting, he's been a pastor for 30 years. And then he stops and he says to me in English, "Oh," I said, "well, what's going on? What's wrong? What happened?" And he said, You are telling us that the Bible did not fall from the sky with the Quran?" I say, "Excuse me?" So they were under the assumption that the Bible fell from the sky along with the Quran. And I said, no, it was, I gave them the scriptures and everything, how it was written by holy men of God as he moved upon them. And, you know, these scriptures and stripes were put together and everything, and that's how we got the Bible. And they were like shaking their head, no, no, no. They were so disappointed. They looked just so sad. I said, "Lord, have mercy." So anyway, I knew that I would have to go back and visit that again with them and just go through it very slowly. But the unfortunate thing is that time, you know, you don't have a whole lot of time, and I needed to be somewhere else. And getting back to my destination proved to be a very hard, hard thing. My God, it's like the buses and all the transportation was so packed. When I say packed, I mean you're talking about a vehicle that's supposed to fit maybe 10 people having 26 people. That's what you call packed. I counted it, and I said, "Lord, help me." And on another occasion, we broke down on the roadway and everything, and that caused a lot of time. So it's just, that's just a small example of some of the need. That's why I'm asking brothers and sisters who are listening to this that you would ask the Lord to send you forth in the vineyard. I don't know where he's going to send you. You know, I'm not saying he's going to send everybody to Africa and in the jungles and all that. You know, he may send you to Mexico or some other place. All I'm saying to you is just ask God to lead you and die. You have that desire to be a missionary or to go forth and to do what the Lord wants you to do, then just ask the Lord to direct you where you should go. You know, missionary work is a call, because you're not going to be all that comfortable all the time. You're going to have to leave some of your comforts. You're in your comfort zone. Everyone isn't called to sit inside the pews every Sunday. You know, I'm here, Pastor. You know, you're just sitting there and you're sucking up the goodness of the Lord, which is good. But there comes a time when you begin to get full, and it's time for you to empty. And you need to be able to empty somewhere where they need it the most. Talking to your friends and your good friends and everything and feeling good about this, that's fine and good too. But there are other people who need to just hear some of those stories. That scripture, your favorite scripture. Do you know it makes a world of difference for you to just share those things? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyway, my time is leaving now. So I just ask that, you know, Pray for Serving of God Ministries. We are now a 501(c) tax-exempt organization, and I thank God for that. And we pray that you will return again to listen to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.